Confessions of a Trainwreck. Commandment number 121. Thou shalt remember that older doesn't necessarily mean wiser. Hello, Team Trainwreck, and welcome back to another episode of what's hopefully your favourite podcast. I'm your host, Phoebe Parsons, also known as the Queen of Team Trainwreck. This week, I am beyond excited to tell you that this is no ordinary episode, because this week is Trainwreck's third birthday. Woo! Which means that my little baby and the labour of my loins is officially out of her terrible twos. It's been a very, very eventful 3 years, and when I think back to the very start of this podcast, I honestly did not think I would even make it past the first 5 episodes. If you're not familiar with how this whole thing came about, then I'll quickly just fill you in before we get started, because I'm feeling super nostalgic today. And I apologise if you've already heard this story, because you're about to hear it again. So I, first and foremost, have always identified with being a journalist and a writer, because that's always what I've loved to do the most. So I actually started writing a book when I was about, I think, maybe 25, about how much of a train wreck my life was. And now, in what can only be described as a classic case of art intimidating life, the USB that book was saved on snapped clean in half and I lost the book. And before you even ask, no, it wasn't saved anywhere else, and no, I don't back things up. And no, I still don't back things up. Anyway, a few months later, I stumbled on an ad that said that Nova was launching a competition called PodQuest, which was aimed at unearthing undiscovered talent. So I entered an episode confessing that I hadn't done a tax return in 6 years, and I somehow won the competition. The prize was 5 produced episodes, so I didn't think it would actually end up going any further than that, but by some insane stroke of luck, the podcast wound up number 26 on iTunes in its second week, and then a hop, a skip, and 3 years later, we still here. So I quickly wanted to give a special thank you to every single one of you who listened to me week in and week out, and to everyone who messages me and supports me. Honestly, I think my favourite part about this entire podcast is the insanely amazing community that's created, and I honestly feel so hashtag blessed. So this week, I thought it would be very opportunistic to bring back one of my OG guests and a gal who has been by my side through it all, Lauren. Lauren is the kind of friend who will deliver me petrol when I've run out in the middle of a freeway, who'll bring me an acai bowl not only to my house, but also to my bed when I'm too hungover to move, and who will bully me into entering a podcasting competition because she believes in me more than I believe in myself. So, welcome back, doll. We have all missed you.
Are you doing your stretches?
I'm just doing some, like, warm-up.
Are you ready?
Moves. Is that a warm-up? What's the thing that they do?
That was aggressive.
What's that, like, the words that you meant to say?
A-E-I-O-U. No?
No.
Are they vowels?
Wow. That has nothing to do with warming up your vocal cords.
Oh.
Like you know... You go.
Me, 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 me.
I don't know.
Me, 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 me. No?
Okay, no. That's good enough. I was thinking like she sells seashells by the seashore.
Oh.
You know, something like that. But isn't there one that's like quite common?
She sells seashells by... I was going to say how now, brown cow, but that's not...
That's just a saying. Anyway, things have really started off well.
I've already digressed and we haven't even started yet.
That's
but
fine.
Welcome back.
Thank you.
Lauren.
Finally.
To the podcast. How long has it actually been? Like, what was the last episode that you did?
It's been months. Like, I almost feel like,
I think
have
it's
I even been involved
than...
in 2020?
Probably not.
Am I a thing in 2020 or am I just, like, so last
you
year?
You are now.
Great. Perfect.
Better to
also,
be
I just am like really pissed at you. Can we talk about it or no?
Yeah.
Great. I haven't seen you in so long.
I know.
Like I don't see you. And like update for everyone or anyone that cares. I live in Brisbane now and I've never seen Phoebe less.
Update for anyone who cares. So up and yeah, Lauren did move to the Sunshine Coast for what, 2 years?
About
2 years. And now she's moved back to Brisbane.
Which is fab, but I literally work 5 minutes
it's
walking
because we,
from Phoebe.
From my house. So the thing is, when you're at your office, I'm at my office.
Mm.
And my office is not in my house. So while my apartment is in the same suburb as your office, the timing of us being in the location. Yeah. But we're here now.
Anyway, we've got to sort that out. That's a separate issue. That's
welcome
right.
back. And
thank you.
Today is a very, very, very special day. Well, I mean, technically it's tomorrow. But August 5, regardless of what day of the week it mm-hmm. is Trainwreck's birthday.
Ooh, so a little tiny Trainwreck.
This is Trainwreck's third birthday.
Threenager.
So we're officially out of the terrible twos. Ooh, Threenager, I like that.
Yeah.
I really like that.
Confessions of a Threenager?
Maybe.
Great.
Are you head of branding?
Yeah, well, there's no one else applying for the job, so... It's me.
I can't afford to pay you. Are you cool with that?
Yeah.
Pro look, bono. It's fine. So a lot has obviously changed in 3 years.
Yes.
But also a lot has obviously not changed in 3 years. And I think that I got confused for a little bit because I started to get a bit of hate about the fact that I was no longer a train wreck. Mm. And I think that for anybody who's in my life and who has to see me consistently, they would absolutely... disagree.
Yeah, I mean, I, as I said, haven't seen you consistently, yet I can attest to the fact that you are still a train wreck.
Completely.
Like, it's not, there's no question. If someone said to me, train wreck, word association, I'd just say Phoebe. You know?
I love that game.
Yeah, it's
we
so
We should
fun.
Play that game for the podcast soon.
Apple.
Pie.
Well, no, see...
I wasn't ready.
Yeah, that's,
I wasn't aware
that's
that we'll drink.
Okay. We'll try it again later.
Okay, so I've taken the liberty, of preparing a couple of examples
okay,
of
good,
ways
good.
That A, I have grown and also ways that I have digressed. Is digress the right word?
Yeah, yeah.
No, not digress, sorry. What's the word when you go backwards? Regressed.
Regressed.
Yeah. So in... Okay. Let's start again. This
Let's
is gonna
start
be
there. English is still your first language,
yes,
but we can't.
Communications professional
yeah.
by trade.
Yeah.
So in some ways, I have progressed, but also in a lot of other ways, I have regressed.
Correct. Correct.
1 point to Phoebe.
Excellent.
So, example number one would be responsible drinking.
Okay, well, I'm really hopeful that it's not progressed because... We're going to have to talk if you think that that's a progression point.
So, as you would know, as anybody in their 20s would know, in your younger years of adult life, alcohol is kind of rife, especially when you're living in share houses.
Yes.
Or at any given time, there is a party or people over and it's rude not to partake in said activities, which
yep.
usually revolve around the consumption of alcohol.
Yes. Yep.
And I remember in one share house I was in that had 4 people in it, myself and my housemate Jess, we used to every single Wednesday do what we called Wine Down Wednesday. And if you have been following me from the start of this podcast, you might even remember her from some of my Instagram stories, because every Wednesday we would just get wild in more ways than one.
Wild.
We would come home each with a bottle of wine and we would watch a Hallmark movie. The movie was really just on in the background because mostly we were just doing Instagram stories. Sometimes we'd go live, no one would be joining us, you know, and then you'd have to front up to work the next day. Absolutely a shell of your former self.
I know. You guys did so much of that.
Yeah.
It was
so
you
much.
Were committed to the theme.
We were.
Yeah.
We were. It was our coping mechanism, I guess, at the time. But in my older and slightly wiser state now, I don't drink during the week anymore.
Okay.
And that's kind of a blanket rule that I've had for maybe like 12-ish months.
Mm.
I just find it's too hard to come back from a hangover, especially midweek.
Totally.
And
totally.
I've never been the kind of person to like de-stress with a glass of wine.
No, and if I'm just talking about myself for a second, I can't just have one.
Exactly.
And so for me, I'm like, have one. What's like that?
Exactly.
What's the point?
And
I
also,
might as
I'd
well
rather
just not have one.
Yeah, I'd rather just have ice cream or like
exactly.
some chocolate or
exactly.
something like that.
Totally.
So that's good in theory.
However,
until you have an adult fail. So my boyfriend and I recently went away for a couple of days, and when you're on vacay at the coast, we became quite partial to margarita hour, which started at 3 o'clock every day.
Oh.
Which is the best. You get some corn chips, some guac, you have your mugs. Love a Tommy's margarita.
They're the best.
The best.
The best.
The best.
The best.
And we'd been away for a couple of days and it came back to Brisbane, went back to work. And that Friday I texted him and I was like, I really feel like a margarita tonight. He's like, same, I'll get the stuff for Tommy's margaritas on the way home. Angel. And I was like, we're only going to have like one or two because I want to go to the gym in the morning. He had to work the next day. He was filming a documentary. Like there was a lot to do the next day.
Yeah.
Made the Tommy's margaritas. And for anyone who doesn't know what a Tommy's margarita is, it is Cointreau, tequila, lime juice, I think a little bit of agave and like the salted rim.
Yeah.
So here he is measuring it out in the fancy cocktail crystal glasses that we rarely use unless we're having Tommy's margaritas.
Angel.
Angel. And we had one and I felt wasted, but I was like, I can't be wasted because I've only had one margarita. And he was like, let's just have one more. We'll order some dinner and then we'll go to bed. So his friend came over, he made another round. So we each had one, then went to bed. And I got up the next day and threw up. I set my alarm to go to the gym and I got up straight away and felt so nauseous. I went and I vomited and I don't do that anymore.
Oh my God.
And I went back upstairs and I was like, what is happening? I looked at him and he was like, I feel so sick. And I was like, what is happening? We had two margaritas each last night. When we were away, we were having like five or six a night and you'd still wake up fine.
Yeah.
I went downstairs. I looked at the bottle of tequila and it was 3/4 gone.
What?
Because the shot glasses he was using to measure the Cointreau and tequila, we realized are 2.5 standard drinks per shot.
Oh my God.
So in the space of probably only an hour and a half, we'd had over 10 drinks each.
Oh my God.
And we were so sick.
Oh my God.
Like I haven't had a hangover like that in a long time.
I'm shook for you.
And I was so mad at us.
Him.
Well, I enabled the behavior.
Yeah, okay. Well, you're fresh in the relationship. In time, you'll just blame him.
We're still
but
like...
was it so good?
It was so good.
Yeah.
They're so good.
It's so... Ugh. Amarg is just safe. I recently surveyed a few people at work around like their favorite drink, their favorite cocktail. And I reckon it was like 60% margaritas.
Really?
Favorite cocktail.
Followed, yeah. I reckon, close second by an Aperol spritz.
Or an espresso martini.
I've gone off them.
Yeah, so have I. I was so into them when I turned 30.
I remember.
And then I just like...
so random.
I had one night and I was like, I actually hate this.
Yeah.
It's like milk at night.
I was with you that time we went to the coast, I think probably around this time last year, when I got room service margs and you got room service espressos.
Which was weird because I would do that.
Mm. Tell me that you have an experience similar.
I've got an experience. It's not super recent, but Australia Day, I went to a party and like that's great. It was with my boyfriend and his brother's friends. Mm-hmm. So it was at like their house. And so like, you know, don't know these people that well. So off I trot to this party.
You know what though?
That's when
always when it goes south because you drink a little bit more.
And I was drinking vodka lime soda, so like took my own alcohol.
Yeah.
And I'm like a pretty free pourer because I don't really get hangovers ever.
Well, you don't. That's why I'm intrigued to know what happened because
and the thing
you've
is,
always been the person to wake up fresh.
And I could go to the gym, I could go for a walk, I could do anything. I can do anything. Anyway, so I was like pouring away and obviously like don't know these people, hot day, didn't have food. Mistake. Anyway, like whatever point of the night, Hottest 100 was on. I don't even think number one had happened. And Dean found me rummaging through an esky that wasn't ours. And he was like, what are you doing?
What are you looking for?
Yeah.
Like dignity? Because it's not in there.
Yeah, it's not there. And like,
it's not
also
here.
I can see your entire ass. I'm sure he was thinking that. And anyway, I'm like, oh, sorry, wrong esky, whatever, stumbled off. And then like 5 minutes later, I went up to him and I was like, I think I have to leave. And he obviously was not ready to leave because, hello, it was like...
the sun was
the
still
start
out.
Of the night. Anyway, so he has to take me home. I fall out of the Uber, vomit in a bush. But like it wasn't, again, I'm not a vomiter. So
no.
It was just like a little like, eh.
Yeah. It was just an evacuation of fluid.
But no, like nothing really came out. It was almost just like a burp. But
it was just the gag reflex?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And so then he had to tuck me in and I woke up the next day and I was in bed naked. And I'm like, what the hell? So this really tight play suit. Like that was probably the hint that you may have gone up a size. And then maybe that's why I was drinking so much. And he told me the next day he had to like unzip me and wriggle me out of a play suit. And he said, I just did not move, like complete dead fish.
Absolute corpse.
And it was like 8 p.m. So I woke up great because I had 12 hours sleep.
Yeah.
So in some ways I've regressed and progressed. You know, I never get 12 hours. So no, that's really positive
for me.
That's
like 2 nights sleep.
I know. Amazing. So that's probably the most recent.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I think you just learn which alcohol you can tolerate and exactly. which alcohol you can't tolerate.
Yeah.
Like unless you're pouring with the wrong shot glasses.
In which case...
Or no unless alcohol. You're drinking at an Australia Day party.
Yeah, exactly. Unless you're us.
So just forget everything I just yeah. said. Nothing is relevant.
Nothing. No advice we give is relevant.
Why am I here?
Yeah.
Okay, second example is my car.
Yes.
And car. OG listeners will know that I used to have a little blue Nissan Micra called Bluey that gave me so much content, both in life and on the podcast, but I truly think that I owe more than half my downloads to that little car.
Actually, because even, yeah, just the day-to-day happenings of that car, you in that car, the fines.
She didn't have hubcaps. She didn't have a glove box. Towards the end of her life there, she didn't even have a back windscreen. But I honestly think that what she lacked in, like, aesthetic appeal, she really more than made up for in conversation starters.
Totally.
Like, she was just... an absolute pillar for content.
Absolutely.
Absolute. 100%. Anyway, so I ended up getting rid of that car and I got a brand new car on the first day of 2019. And I vowed that I would love, honor, obey and cherish that car with every fiber in my body.
You did.
I did say
that. Yeah. Anyway, let's fast forward to now.
It's been 1.5 years.
And...
I've never had her serviced.
Oh, my God. That was one of your biggest things.
That was one of my biggest downfalls. Like, you
were that person. You were like, I'm going to get this car serviced every time.
And it's not even a money thing. Like, I have the money. I take money out of every pay that I get and put it into a car account. So I have money for rego, for servicing, for...
That's a bit of, like, post-traumatic stress there,
yeah.
isn't it?
Yeah. But so it's not the money thing. It's just there's some kind of roadblock that just... stops me from taking my car in to the service station. Do or where do you get them serviced?
I mean...
I don't know.
There's so many things there. I think that roadblock, though, if I'm being really frank, is you. Like, when you really listen to the story, you are the roadblock.
I think that's fair.
Yeah, great.
And there's a really bad noise that she's making now when I start to... Her name's EP, if you don't know, get a clue.
Yeah.
When I first turn her on and pull out, one side squeaks really loudly and apparently observers have told me that it's the fan belt.
Oh, my God.
Is that bad?
Yes.
How bad?
Expensive.
Why?
I don't know, but that happened to me.
How much was it?
I think it was $700.
For a fan belt?
I could be lying. Maybe that was like a Gucci belt. I can't remember. No, you can't make one.
Oh.
Because I remember thinking, this is a ridiculous thing.
Yeah.
To have a problem with. But it can, like, it can be quite bad. Yeah,
like quite detrimental. Yeah. Right. Well, what I want to know is you've had your car forever and it is... literally, the front of it is taped together.
Yes, it is taped together, and I don't like it when you judge me like that.
How is it still going?
I get it serviced, number one. So
and you were doing like, big drives.
Yeah, and I know, like, the mechanics of the machine are fine. I mean, when I say I know that, I pay someone else to know that the mechanics and tell me. And, that. Like, if it goes wrong, I can sue them, so it's fine. But I was driving all the time, right? So, yeah. Like, that car had to be good. But, yes, it is sticky tape together or whatever. What's that tape?
Gaffer or duct or duct it's the black tape. One. Yeah, black one.
Yeah, amazing. So, Dad, I asked him, can you help me with this car situation? I think I need to get it fixed. He said, take it to the service station. That's not what it is.
Now
no. Service
the mechanics, yeah.
Or mechanics. So I took it there. They're like, look, you should probably just roll with the sort of narrative that you've been in an accident and whatever. or someone's hit you and you come out to your car, because otherwise you're going to have to pay thousands for this to get fixed, because it's not just a small part, you have to replace the whole thing.
Panel, yeah.
So I'm like, okay, yeah, yes and no, don't feel good about lying, also don't care that much. Dad, what can you do for me? So he does a few little tricks, and then I come home one day and it's fallen back down, you know, again, not great. And then I left and he was like, just leave your car here, doll. I'll give it a, you know, mop and back. And by mop, I mean the exterior. And yeah, I'll fix it up for you. I came back and yep, duct tape. Now it's not black, it's brown. So on the dark silver car, there's just a big whopping thing of duct tape and it hasn't failed me yet. So
you know what? I'm fine about it.
Maybe she's born with it.
Maybe it's duct tape. And our cars still get us from A to B. Mine, totally. Questionably.
Mine, not so much. Yours is questionable for, like, the fuel. You're still not, like, a fuel person.
Yeah, I'm not a fuel person. I just get kicks out of seeing the petrol light on and thinking, how far can I go?
I know. I don't relate. Well,
and you only say that. When I say you only say that, because you've saved me more than once with a jerry can.
Yeah.
On a freeway.
Yes.
Stationary.
I mean, the thing is, I didn't save you. Like, you literally drove off as I came to save you because someone else came first.
The city council were on it.
Yeah. I mean, you stop traffic. Should be your logo.
Fee Parsons, stop traffic.
Yeah.
Love that.
I mean, it's not wrong.
Branding.
Yeah. See?
You're hired.
Me again.
I just have come to the conclusion that cars are not my thing.
No.
And I think even if I made heaps of money, I probably would be that person who will never own a nice fancy car because I don't care about them.
Oh, see, I want one.
Now, you want an Audi, don't you?
My issue is I just hit things and I don't care.
Yeah.
I mean, humans, I would care.
Yeah.
But, like, if I hit a pole, I'm like, whatever, move on. I don't even get out of my car.
No.
Yeah. So I probably shouldn't
own. Well, I have a brand new massive black scratch on the front of my car that I have no idea where it came from or how it got there, but it's not going anywhere.
It's just character.
It's exactly. Exactly. And I just can't afford the premium.
I know. You know?
What's the point? Something else is going to happen.
Just wait until it's written
off. Don't even have a car park in my apartment, so I park on the street. So it's a gamble.
Yeah.
Do you know once when my mum was a school teacher, this is a true story, a massive digress, but digression, progression, regression.
Whatever.
Here for it.
Yeah.
She was a school teacher at a pretty rough school, and it was a primary school. The kids keyed her black car to say slut.
What?
Right down one side.
Oh, my God.
Isn't that wild?
That is terrible.
See, cars are just...
cars and kids.
Okay. Another thing I want to talk about is stress.
Mm.
And how we manage stress. Then and now.
Okay. So talk about then. Alcohol?
No, I've never been a stress drinker.
Okay.
I just mean in terms of, like, public breakdowns and crying crying at work, unresolved, you know, all the time.
Yes. There was actually a solid period where you didn't cry for months, weeks. Like, remember? That was only, like, last year, early this year when you met your boyfriend.
Yeah.
I think you were happy.
Where are we at now? It's the first time for everything. I'm not a huge crier anymore, but no. I think because I've finally been able to identify, I think... the reason I used to cry a lot, and look, I still do cry a lot, but I cry when I feel a lot of any one emotion. And that could be happiness, it could be frustration, it could be anger, it could be melancholy. Sometimes I'm not sure what it is, but I didn't really know how to handle my triggers, I think. Mm. So I would cry in the middle of the office, which now upon reflection is not a professional nor appropriate thing to do.
No.
Ever.
Yeah, no. I remember when you once tried to say on this podcast that you never cried when we worked together.
No, did I?
Yeah, and I was like, I can't remember a time you didn't cry.
Yeah.
When we worked together.
Yeah, I was obviously in huge denial.
Huge, yeah.
But now I think I'm just slightly better at maybe managing and identifying my stress. So I don't cry at work anymore.
Great.
And I have learnt that Wednesday nights I generally keep free because by that point of the week, I've usually hit my breakdown point where things are overwhelming. You're very tired.
There's still 2 days.
But the light at the end of the tunnel isn't in sight yet. Yeah. So now a little self-care practice that I've started in my older and wiser years, is to have a meditative bath on a Wednesday night.
Oh my God.
Which sometimes you have a wine, sometimes you don't have a wine. It depends how you're feeling. Because I did say earlier that I don't drink during the week, but sometimes you need it. I have a bath because our upstairs bathroom, and this is so weird, especially in winter, it feels so nice when you're in a hot bath, but there's cool air coming through the window.
Yes, it's
because sometimes being in a hot bath feels like you're in a prison because you're sweating and it's too hot.
Yes. You know when you're in a car and you put the heater on but you have the window down?
Yes.
There's something like sickly satisfying.
In the middle of winter and you're eating ice cream?
Yeah, totally.
It's like the whole hot and cold thing. Yeah. So have a hot bath with the cold window open, light some candles, and usually have some music going because I can't just be alone with my thoughts. Like, that's not an option. I don't want to think. And I don't want to watch anything because I still have this fear that on my laptop someone will be filming me.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
That's a legitimate fear to have.
Yeah. Yeah. Especially in this day and age. Wasn't there a massive data hack or something that happened like 2 weeks ago?
Everyone knows what you're doing, like, at all times.
Yeah.
On any device. So, I mean, 100%. Probably even being on your phone and scrolling through Instagram, there's probably a camera on you. It's crazy.
And then all of a sudden you're getting served with an ad for bath bombs and all you did was nothing.
And then you buy them. You know? Like, it sucks, but it's true.
It's so true.
I can't say that I you know what? I've probably regressed in this.
Oh, yeah, that's okay.
So, like,
I'm a safe space,
and in life I just don't have that many fucks to give, so, you know, like, I really try, and when I'm giving one, I really try and, like, put my all into it.
Yeah.
So work, love my job, love everyone there, just, like, get through the days. There's some really big days, there's some not so big days but still big days. No day is small. However, now that I have been with my boyfriend for a few or a couple of years, I now just take that stress out
on him.
On him. Whereas before, I didn't take it out on anyone.
Yeah.
Sometimes my mum.
Where was it going, though? At that point, where was it going?
I think
because it's always going to go somewhere.
I think it kind of either went into the gym or it just looped. So I would, like, go to the gym, do 2 gym classes in the morning. Do not recommend. Even though sometimes I have the energy to do it, I think, like, go for a walk instead of a second gym class.
Yeah.
And then I'd come to work, and then I'd work. Generally, I'd have, like, tuna, rice, and veggies for lunch and dinner, but that's because I liked it, not because I was on some crazy diet. And because it was easy, because then I could keep working.
Yeah.
And then I would work at night, and I was living by myself as well. Work at night, wake up, rinse and repeat. Weekends, the same thing. So it's like it didn't change on the weekend. I still went to the gym in the morning.
Yeah.
I would work for 5 or 6 hours. I'd see some friends maybe in the evening, but I wasn't, like, going through a big drinking phase. And then I'd do it again on a Sunday.
Mm.
So I just actually never really let it out.
I feel like that was a major period of just suppression.
Totally.
Like, the reason... And I've been through a phase similar to that where it's like you're just trying to avoid feeling anything, not feeling anything, but you're just avoiding.
Totally.
Like, I guess the way you're feeling.
Yeah, but then I was like, I'm not really feeling anything. And I was in my head, I'm like, I'm in a career phase, which I was, and I'm so, you know, thrilled about that. But in hindsight, I probably, like, needed to let some of this stuff out in different ways, not the gym. And yeah, now I just kind of punch Dean in the face every night when I get home.
Not
with my words. And not at him. Just like, I notice I've used such bad language now.
Have you had the love language talk?
Yes.
You have?
So he is quality time, I think.
Okay.
And words of affirmation,
well,
maybe.
That's already a big problem for you.
Yes, because I don't have that time.
Yeah.
And I am acts of service. So I do all the things all the time, but he doesn't give a shit about that because he just wants me to say I love you. Well, you know, I shouldn't roll my eyes when I say that. But he wants those things. And I'm like, sorry, gotta go.
Can you write them down? Can you text him the words
sometimes
of affirmation?
Sometimes I text him. Sometimes I think it's a word of affirmation when I text him first in the morning, you know?
Right. Yeah, got it.
Yeah. Thoughts?
I mean, whatever works for you.
Yeah, babe. Okay, great.
Like, it's fine.
I mean, that kind of went into relationships, so good for us.
It's fine. I mean, everything usually circles back, and stress in the home, especially when you live with them, it's, like, unavoidable.
Yeah.
You know?
I mean, it is avoidable when there's two stories, do you know what I mean? Like, you just go downstairs, I'll stay up here.
I have two stories too, but it's a loft, so there's no walls. So two stories is not really two stories.
So you've got to, like, actually go to ground.
It's, like, one huge room.
You're,
one
like,
huge, massive room.
Sinking yourself in the bathtub. Okay.
Oh, and then the last example I have is finances and taxes.
Oh, my God, the only F word.
Well, this one does have some happy endings to it, but it also doesn't have an ending.
Because it never...
If you know what I mean.
Yeah, we don't stop.
So when I had started this podcast, again, a little refresh off my OG listeners,
yes,
a little background for my new listeners, I had two maxed out credit cards that I couldn't afford to repay because I was earning like...
Pittance.
Like actual peanuts were going into my bank account. And
being made into peanut butter. And that wasn't really good enough.
And I had a balance transfer on that because I also couldn't afford to make the repayments. So I also hadn't done a tax return in 6 years.
And how many years has it been now?
Well, I finally managed when I started this podcast to quite quickly pay off the credit cards, cut them up. I still don't have credit cards and I vowed that I'd never get a credit card again because I was just in such dire financial hardship.
It was bad.
For no reason. Like the shit that I put on that credit card was like a pink Lederhosen for Oktoberfest. Like a trip to Bali that I didn't even go on and I never actually checked to see if it got refunded. I don't know. I can't even remember. But like I didn't check to see if the flights were refunded. So I probably have paid for this trip to Bali, but I just haven't taken. Anyway, it was ridiculous. The things that were on that credit card. So cut it up. Don't use it anymore. And then I got to the tax part and I thought I'm just going to get this taken care of. Did 6 years worth of tax returns that same year. So here I am thinking I am like financially fly as hell.
Yeah.
Like, do you want financial advice? Because I am your gal.
Yeah, you're an accountant.
Yeah.
Basically.
I'm a financial influencer.
Point, yeah. Somebody call my friend now.
So then, a hop, skip. Oh, hang on. When I say I'm living out of debt, I still have a hex debt and a car loan, but that doesn't really count because everyone's got them.
Adult debt.
Yeah.
I don't have either of those things.
What?
I know.
You've already paid off hex?
And my car, yeah.
How?
I just like to get shit done.
Can someone get my manager on the phone? Because all I'm hearing from this is like I'm being grossly underpaid.
I don't know because I don't think you are, but maybe your like hex contribution isn't as high. I paid mine off last year.
Oh my God. Well, fingers crossed mine's not far behind because I haven't looked. But anyway, I also now.
Oh my God. You're looking at me like you're about to drop a bomb.
Well, I am.
What?
It's not a big one. It's just like a half bomb. I haven't done a tax return in 3 years.
Since the 6 year one?
Yeah. So now I'm in a bit of a bigger pickle because...
Yeah, because you've got multiple jobs.
Yes.
Oh my God.
And I now, in those 3 years, have acquired an ABN and there is a significant amount of invoicing that is tied to that ABN.
Jesus Christ.
So today I tried to take care of it. I actually logged onto my... Well, I tried to log onto MyGov and I don't know my password. And when I tried to reset it by both email and SMS, I never got an email nor an SMS.
You know, like, let's just do a loop back to the start of the episode. What's the roadblock?
Me.
Word association.
In unison.
Roadblock.
Me.
Yeah, great. See, that's how you play the game.
I only got that because I looked at you and you were pointing to me. So now I'm back to square one.
Pretty
but
much.
But I think, like I've said to multiple people before in recent times,
yes,
2020 is not a year for like crazy career growth or crazy fitness goals or anything too crazy.
No.
Because nothing is going to happen. Let's be real. We just need to survive it.
Yeah.
And so now my only goal for the remainder of the year is to get the last 3 years worth of my tax sorted.
Great.
So that maybe
That's
I
so
can
doable.
Afford to buy someone a Christmas present.
That is so doable.
Right?
On your end.
Thank you.
You can do it.
Thank you.
I really believe in you.
Thank you. Although I would just also like to point out that now I still kind of live pay to pay, but I put money away straight away from when I get paid into separate accounts for groceries and petrol, for car servicing, for rego for phone bill. Like,
that's good. Really, who got you into that?
I read the first chapter of The Barefoot Investor.
That's all you need.
That's all. Yeah. Honestly, spoiler, no offense to whoever wrote it, whatever your name is, the guy in the jeans. You only need the first chapter.
Do you have an ING account?
No. I didn't get that far. No, I think there's chapter one, but I was like, I have my own account. So.
Yeah, right. You just got
to. I mean, I'm just putting my head in the sand to the fact that because there are so many accounts attached to this one account, I'm probably paying an exorbitant amount of, you know, fees. Also, I had 6 super accounts and I think they might have been consolidated because I got an email from Sun Super to say we've consolidated your super, but now in hindsight I checked the balance. It's not nearly enough to have accounted for my whole work career. So I think maybe they're just my Sun Super accounts that were consolidated.
Yeah, you need to get that happening. Yeah. Like, that's advice for everyone because there's a lot of money out there like getting lost in super. And I recently...
Well, my boyfriend checked his the other day and it had dipped $3,000. Like,
yeah, well, that would be because of all of this stuff, because your super fund's affected. But when we were doing, like, pre-approval, such adult things for a house, this was last year, and no, we haven't bought a house yet. I asked Dean for his, like, figure, because that's something that they need, and his was half of mine. And I'm like, you've worked literally just as much. Maybe not earning as much that whole time.
But is that because it's tangled up in different accounts?
I think it must be. Yeah. But I'm like, dude, fix that. Because if you can't work, that's going to be an issue. And then he was thinking about taking money from his super through COVID. I'm like...
See, I was thinking about doing that too when I got stood down. But then I was like, think of future Phoebe. Do her a favour.
Don't
And don't steal from her prematurely.
I know. And I feel like future humans... they're going to be really pissed at themselves.
Although I do know a lot of people who've taken their super out to do things like buy a house and, well, you know, contribute to a deposit and whatnot. And I look, I am tempted to do it, to be able to do something like buy a house.
No. I'm putting my foot down here.
Yeah, okay.
Sorry about
that. The answer's
no. Computer says no.
Well, that brings me to the end of my... examples.
Well, you've done, actually, you've come a long way. You should be really proud of yourself. If we really reflect like 3 years and maybe like 2 months, maybe a month, you were literally in bed in your fucking dressing gown that you wore everywhere, crying, shock horror, eating mints, Vietnamese, shout out, like not sponsored, but...
Love.
Would take a sponsorship from them because they're that
would influence for free.
And what I'd influence is just give me free, what are those
vermicelli bowls? Oh, a chicken vermicelli bowl. I would eat that for the rest of my
half
life.
Noodles, extra veggies, like so good. Anyway, that's literally what was happening like 3 years ago, 1 month. And this bloody opportunity came for you to have a podcast, and it was all great. In my head, in your head, it was like, nothing's going to happen. Nothing's going right. And now look at you.
And a reflection, best decision I ever made.
Totally. But also, can we talk about the fact that the episode was on taxes and, like, you still haven't learnt your lesson?
I'm probably going to just finish there by saying, isn't it ironic? It's like rain.
I'm not going to chime in.
Okay.
Yeah.
I thought we were going to harmonise.
Sorry. That's You're not out. Actually a thing I can do. And just, yeah, quick update on my vocals. They haven't improved in 3 years, so...
I wonder if I could get a montage of all the times that we've tried to sing.
I'm the only one of me. Baby, that's the fun of me.
Whoa, that was really off-key, wasn't it?
It doesn't matter because you don't care.
Guess who's back?
Back again.
Lauren's back.
Tell your friends.
We're sending our warmest regards to the two of you.
Hope she finds my underwear.
Ooh! I like it like that. Yeah. I like talents. I like diamonds. I like studying. I like shining. Da-da-do-do. Bitch, I'm signing. I'd rather be alone tonight. Is that it?
Yeah, that's it.
N-A-S-A. Get over.
You know, once we were talking about doing carpool karaoke.
Yeah.
But like,
should we do it?
Carpooling.
Should I buy a GoPro?
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, that's actually not a good spending thing. We've just talked about this.
That's right.
Let's not go.
Save your money. Let's see what happens with lockdown 2.0.
Yeah, exactly.
Stay safe, cool cats.
Yeah, stay safe. Oh, my God. All you cool cats and kitties. Is that the thing?
Yeah. Carol Baskin. Kilder. husband whacked him.
Oh my god, we're back.
I love this that bitch. Don't you second guess me,
no. Confessions of a Train Wreck. If you haven't subscribed yet, hello, do it now. And if you're on Apple Podcasts, rate me and write a review. See you again next week for Trainwreck Tuesday.